Almost 25 to 9 on your Saturday morning. If you are female and of an entrepreneurial bent, this next item is going to be of interest to you because you are being invited to apply for the next round of the popular Acorns programme. Acorns is a free initiative for early stage female entrepreneurs based in rural Ireland. It's been running since 2014. It's funded through the Rural Innovation and Development Fund by the Department of Agriculture. Central to its popularity is the idea that early stage entrepreneurs learn best from their peers. On the line, we have three female entrepreneurs who have participated in Acorns and are now running their own very, very interesting businesses. Good morning, Maura, Aisling and Karina from Sligo, Kerry and Clare, respectively. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aisling, can I begin with you, please? Aisling Kelly of the Sligo Oyster Experience. Tell me, which did you fall in love with first? Was it oysters or was it Glenn the oyster farmer?
Great question, Philip. I think it was the oyster first and then very quickly, I was smitten by the oyster farmer.
Your dad was an immensely important figure in your life. When he stepped off stage, almost exactly coincidentally, I think practically the night that you returned home, Glenn stepped on stage.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, my lovely dad, Kevin Kelly, used to run the pub that we lived above, which is now my coffee shop. And he passed away. I decided to move home and I gave my notice in. And then I met my now lovely husband, Glenn Hunter, the oyster farmer.
Why not leave the pub as a pub? Because pints of stout and oysters is nothing new, but cups of coffee and oysters is a bit more novel.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I suppose when I was coming from, Dublin and basically things had changed a lot in Sligo and the footfall outside the premises was all morning trade. Things had gone in and kept failing. So restaurants, pubs. So I just decided to do a coffee shop and it's worked. I'm in my 11th year. So thank God. Yeah, it's going strong.
And is it largely a summertime trade or are there people having coffee and oysters in the depths of January?
Yeah, it's turned into, so firstly, WB's Coffee House started as just serving the local community. So people on their lunch breaks and having a break at leisure. And then I introduced the oysters in 2018. And now every single day we have people drinking coffee, eating oysters. And it's turned from seasonal, oysters are being eaten now every single day. And it's getting bigger and bigger.
How complementary a taste pairing are oysters and coffee?
Coffee is probably a bit too strong, but we do have wine. So you can have your nice glass of wine and your oysters. Yeah.
Okay. How did Acorns help you?
Acorns was fantastic. So I was on the second year of Acorns and I applied for it. And I get emotional now every time I think of it. But the first few years of business is so challenging. You're on your own. You're trying to learn everything involved in business. So I applied for it. I didn't get it the first year. Applied again and I got it. And I was so excited because the minute I went into the room in Mullingar, there's like just 50 women were there and all in the same headspace as you. They're really, you know, we're so excited about the business, but it's terrifying. You're putting everything out there. And I just found it brilliant to be with all the same minded women who were striving for the same thing.
I can hear something has changed in your voice. You do get emotional about it. Why?
Yeah, every time. Because I know there's women right now, like I was, who are sitting at home and they feel alone in it. It just always makes me very emotional. And it just, Acorns brings you on. The next thing, you've just these group of women around you. You've your lead entrepreneurs. You meet every month. You have your goals. All of a sudden, you have a team around you that is supporting you. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're not sure what to do, somebody there has a solution.
Okay.
That's why I feel it's really good.
So there's the solidarity of knowing you have this sisterhood to go back to at the end of the month and report, even if you haven't had anybody to talk to from day to day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Stay with us. Maura Sheehy of Maura's Cottage Flowers, just outside Tralee in Kerry. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
You decided to start the business after your seventh child started school. Most people would have said that you deserved a cup of coffee or maybe a glass of wine and some oysters. What prompted you to head into business at that stage?
Well, I didn't intend to go into business. I was looking for a bit of time for myself, but it's just the way things happened. I went back to education, started studying horticulture. I found I had a lot of flowers the first year after my first course, and I just wanted to share the joy of that. Never in 100 years would I have thought I would have set up a business. So, yeah.
What is the business?
Has been wonderful to... Our business, we grow flowers organically in our garden. We grow in just over 2 acres just outside Tralee, and we mainly supply to weddings, but we do flowers for all occasions and have some lovely loyal customers built over the last 10 years.
How did you engineer getting Graham Norton to wear one of your buttonholes, or was it just luck?
No, you have to think outside the box, I suppose. So, yeah, I decided I might just avail of the opportunity because I'm a huge fan. And I contacted the people in charge of the Stonewriters Week and said I might suggest that I might bring some flowers. So he very kindly gave me a shout out during the evening of reading.
Look, fair play to you on the business success, but... I'm fascinated by the fact that you, in an earlier stage of your life, had decided that horticulture wasn't for you because you had hay fever. How did you get around that?
Yeah, so I suppose when I was finishing school, it would have been my top choice, but hay fever wasn't as easy to manage back then. So, yeah, I'm a great believer in things happening at the right time. So, yeah,
okay.
I always, since I was very young, had a great interest in growing, and that was nurtured as a child, and did a little bit of growing while the lads were small, but it was hard because the football was being kicked against the cosmos and sweet peas wouldn't be staked that very often. So, yeah, to look, it's fantastic. It's great now to be able to look back over the last 10 years coming on this morning.
Okay.
Allowed me to reflect on that, and it's wonderful, yes.
Well, so obviously, big thanks to the Department of Education for taking the seven of them off your hands for a few hours every day so that you could get down to business. But what do you feel you owe Acorns?
Acorns needs to be shouted from the rooftops. The Department of Agriculture is fantastic. It funds this for the last 11 years. And the difference it makes, it doesn't make a difference to just me and, you know, myself or Ashling and or the ladies. It's the ripple effect of the families and the team that we bring on board. It's huge, hugely successful. So yeah, it gave me a sense of myself, because like that, you do get lost being a mom. It gave me a sense of myself and a sense of direction. Helped me get over the imposter syndrome. And like Ashling said, she put it very well. That's the feeling we all have the minute we entered the doors and shook Paula Fitzsimon's hand. We may as well have got an injection of confidence, and confidence is the key to everything, really, isn't it?
An injection of confidence. That's a very, very neat way of putting it, isn't it? Stay on the line again, Maura. I want to go to Carina Rosengrave of Burrenview Farm in Crusheen, County Clare. Good morning, Carina. Have you interrupted the milking to take our call, or is it all over?
Oh, all the milking is done from the early hours in the morning, so I'm enjoying a cup of tea while I'm listening to the girls' amazing stories.
The lockdown closed down your after-school childcare business. How did you make the leap from that to free-range eggs?
Yeah, so I suppose I was at home and I had my first little girl, CJ, and my after-school business was shut down because of COVID. So my granny, who passed away in 2023, she always had 12 hens at home, and she would have fed the parish with the eggs. She never, ever ate an egg, but she just loved the hen. So I suppose I always said to her from a very early age, Granny, why don't you sell the eggs? And she just said, no, I just love the hen. So I suppose the idea stemmed from there, and I got myself a few hens. And I started to sell through an honesty box at home. So my sister then was home after her first child in 2023, and we went to the ploughing championships. and it poured out of the heavens the same year. And into the acorns tent we went for shelter. And my sister says, why don't you apply for acorns? And I said, no way, sure, I'm just a farmer.
Go away, Karina. Was it really that much of a coincidence? You were just taking shelter from the rain.
Yes, literally just taking shelter
well,
from the rain.
Well, thank God you didn't walk into the RTE tent.
Well, I might have a job with yourself if I did. But look, I was like, no, Mary, I can't. Sure, we're like, I'm farming at home with my brother and we are milking cows. We have a suckler herd. We have a pedigree herd. And then I was like, sure, what would I be doing going to acorns? Because, you know, it's for women in business. So I sat back anyway and I said, you know what? Let's give it a go. So I literally applied on the last day of the applications. And I went to Mullingar then after getting accepted and I didn't know what I was walking into. And I say to Paula to this day, I was lucky that I didn't walk out because I was like, these are businesswomen with great ideas. And I'm a farmer from the west of Ireland saying, oh, I might have an egg idea. So I stayed put. We were put into round tables after lunch and I was put with a lead entrepreneur, Trina. So you're in smaller groups. And as we sat around the table, I began to relax and realise, no, this is okay. And you were in a safe environment surrounded by like-minded women.
And because of that, having walked in, as you say yourself, just a farmer from Clare, did you walk out a businesswoman?
I walked out a businesswoman after the first day with confidence, with ideas for the farm at home, with goals that I knew I had to meet for our next round table when we met with Trina. And from there, I've developed a business. I have a registered hen shed now. It's a small hen shed for the moment. Would like to expand down the line. Well,
hang on, how big? I mean, you've gone from granny's a dozen hens to how many?
Yeah, so I have a couple of hundred at the moment. So I'm just supplying locally through my honesty box at home. And from that, like, it's just given such confidence for the farm that you can diversify. Because farming, a lot of people say, oh, you have cows, you milk cows for the rest of your days.
And that you're handcuffed to doing the same thing, but you've just proved it, that you can actually diversify.
You can diversify. So my late father would have always farmed a suckler farmer. My mam kept the farm going while we were younger. And then from there, myself and my brother now have diversified into, we have a dairy farm. So we have Suckler's Dairy, a Pedigree Limousine and Shirley herd. Okay. And now we have the free range eggs. But it is all thanks to Paul Fitzsimons and the acorns, because without them, you wouldn't have the confidence to keep going. And you get such a safe, secure circle of friends that on a bad day, you can pick up the phone, have a chat with them. And then the other side of it, you get to just go forward with your achievements and you get the rewards from it and get to celebrate with like-minded women.
Brilliant.
It's great. And Paula Fitzsimons is an amazing woman. And I suppose it is thanks to Paula and the Department of Agriculture that the programme is there. And if there's any woman sitting listening to your programme today, get your application in, because September the 22nd is the deadline. And get your application in, you won't regret it. Even if it's a small idea, it can grow to something big.
It's almost like you did go into the RTE tent, because you've done my job for me in telling everybody when it is that they have to apply by. Karina Rosengrave, Burnsview Farm in Crusheen, thank you very much. Aislinn Kelly of SligoOysterExperience.ie as well, and MauraCottageFlowers.ie, Maura Sheehy outside of Tralee. Thank you all three very much for that.